captivity to freedom to captivity. For men, the 9-month captivity in the womb ends at birth. But another kind of captivity with another name, life, that sounds very optimistic, begins. People around are happy, chanting happy notes with sweets and laddus and with felicitations. But perhaps the consciousness of the newborn immediately identifies the beginning of another kind of imprisonment. It cries. Man has always cherished freedom at various different levels, from the womb to the cradle to the mother's lap, is another freedom, but captivity of another kind. From crawling to walking to running, you notice that limitations of one sort open up into another extension of freedom, but one step ahead brings an instant new set of shackles. The child now is free to go to school, but immediately the school rules apply. The child is a free member in the family, but family traditions catch up. Life then is a sentence. You're free to choose a word from all the words available in the language, but once you pick the first word, choices close in upon the choice of the next word. You have to choose the next word from a smaller number of words available now to strike compatibility with the first word chosen. The second word and the third have fewer and fewer choices to choose from until the last word that has only one choice, full stop. Life is a sentence. The verdict has already been written. We call it destiny. There have been debates. Destiny is character, or character destiny. Much has been said on either side. But I think destiny comprises two sub-destinies. One that cannot be modified, say about 90%, and two that can be modified with the help of one's free will and what is called amal or karma, say about 10%. I think the so-called cherished freedom is at best attainable within this 10%, not for free, but at a very high price. Look at the price people like the prophets and the saints had to pay to attain a certain level of freedom for oneself and the followers. One would shudder to visualize the unimaginable and immeasurable suffering they chose to embrace, only to attain the highest level of freedom that we call by different names like salvation, liberation, nirvana, fana filla, or dying before death. It is a state of mind at the highest level. Some people like Buddha or Ram or the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or Guru Nanak, only to name a few of the many, have reached this level where not only they freed themselves from the various mundane bondages, but paved a new path and established it for a better world order.